Come and worship. Come and worship. Worship Christ the newborn King. Come and worship. Come and worship. Worship Christ the newborn King. Let's worship Him this morning. He is worthy. We bless Your name, O God, our Savior, our Lord. Jesus, name above all names, we bless You, O God, Savior and Lord, our Redeemer and Friend, we adore You today, O God, Jesus, we worship You, hallelujah, 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 Jesus, Jesus, precious name. Precious name, hallelujah, Jesus, bless Your name, Lord, we love You, we adore You, God, Jesus, that song, hymn number 62. Number 62.
Thank you. Yes.
For our hearts, Lord, yes. To see you this
yes,
morning.
Lord.
For our hearts,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
to
Jesus.
Yes, Lord,
Lord Jesus.
God, we believe that this morning you want to do
a come, Lord
in every
Jesus.
One of our hearts.
Jesus.
And Lord, we come in gratitude.
Hallelujah.
We come in worship. Lord, we
Jesus.
Come
and bow down. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, God,
Jesus,
you
your precious Savior.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Jesus,
Jesus.
You.
Glory
Lord,
to
you
our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus,
oh,
precious Lord. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Dear Lord Jesus. Dear Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Jesus. Welcome. Good morning. Some that are here new this morning. You came in last night. Glad you're here. Merry Christmas. Some of you who weren't here last night are wondering what's going on with the Christmas theme. Well, if you're a staff member, you should have received one of these booklets. And if you didn't, then you probably need to go to the office first thing tomorrow morning, or maybe see Brother Paul or Sister Letha this afternoon, and make sure you get your hands on this. So this is a devotional that we're working through for each period, and it's based on the Apostles' Creed. And so last night we took a little bit of time just to look at the first part of this is, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. And we talked about the awesome power and might of our God, who is able to do anything and everything, even beyond what we could ask or imagine. And tomorrow, there's no Sunday devotional in here. We just go 6 days out of the week. Or is Sunday the song? Yes. Sunday is our theme song. And that's why Brother Eddie called me this morning and said we should sing it either this morning or tonight. I'm slow to catch on. So today's our song. So we'll probably work that in for this evening's meeting, All Creatures of Our God and King. And so we're going to jump ahead for the next 2 days, the Apostles' Creed. Now, I'm not going to take time now to go into the background in detail, but basically what the Apostles' Creed is, it's not something that was written by any of the apostles that we know in Scripture, but it's based on the apostles' doctrine. And so based on what was taught and delivered to us by the apostles in the New Testament, this creed was developed. It was born out of that, and so there's much doctrine in here. And so the next part for Monday and Tuesday goes on to say that I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary. So we're going to look at those two things today, and so we're celebrating Christmas based on that part of the creed. Jesus Christ, God's only Son and Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, and then I'm going to talk a little bit more about the devotional thoughts that are in here. But that's just to kind of get some of you up to speed so you're not here kind of confused why we're going through Christmas this morning. And now you can kind of jump in with some knowledge and join us celebrating Christmas in July. So, hymn number 73. Let's sing that. And then in just a few minutes, we'll be reading the Christmas story. Hymn number 73.